Earlier this month, a barrel of radioactive sludge ruptured at an eastern Idaho nuclear facility. Now a new citizen group, which includes a former governor, is pushing to keep future nuclear shipments out of the state. Frankie Barnhill reports.
In 1995, former Governor Phil Batt signed an agreement with the Department of Energy, laying out deadlines to safely remove nuclear waste from the Idaho National Laboratory storage facility. The first of those deadlines is the end of this year. So he was dismayed to hear about the April leak, which exposed three firefighters to radioactive material. Now, at 91 years old, Batt is a citizen activist looking for state elected officials to uphold the 1995 agreement.
That's up to somebody else. It's not up to me.
Batt has joined a new effort called Don't Waste Idaho in partnership with Snake River Alliance, a local environmental group. In March, Department of Energy officials told the Associated Press that they're considering shipping new waste to the Eastern Idaho Waste Treatment Facility. Amber LaBelle, another member of Don't Waste Idaho, says they have a simple mission.
To send a very clear message to the Attorney General and to the governor that we need them to stop nuclear waste shipments.
The storage facility sits on top of the Eastern Snake River Plain Aquifer, which supplies water to both nearby cities and farmers alike. Frankie Barnhill, Boise State Public Radio News.